Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's late night on a Friday. Eric in for Henry. And we're going to be joined now by a good friend of the program, Al Newman, two-time World Series champion with the Minnesota Twins. Back in the day, he took champagne showers when the Twins won those World Series over St. Louis and Atlanta. And earlier this month, he took a confetti shower. His Kansas City Chiefs finally won the Super Bowl again. Congratulations, Al.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's been a long time, man. 50 years. I got a chance to see the second championship. The first one, I was 9 years old, and now I'm turning 60, and I got another. So I'm very happy. I've got a question for you there, Eric. Where's Mr. Lake? Is he still celebrating?
Wow, he's getting a much-deserved night off, a.k.a. I'm not working Valentine's night.
Right. He's got obligations.
Exactly. So, yeah, we're going to have some fun here in for Henry on this Friday edition of Lake Night. And, yeah, just to set the record straight, obviously our listeners know you from your days with the Minnesota Twins as a player, a coach, a broadcaster. But you grew up in Kansas City in Southern California, among other places. But for you, that was sweet to see the Chiefs come back on San Francisco, wasn't it?
Yes, definitely. It definitely was. And, you know, also just to Pat Mahomes, the father, was a friend of mine back in the day. And to see his son play like he has his first 2 years as a starter has just been simply amazing.
Yeah, and you think about that Minnesota Twins connection with Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes, who's a magical quarterback, and he certainly put on his displays late in that game down there in the Magic City of Miami in Super Bowl 54. But LaTroy Hawkins is his grandfather. You talked about Pat Mahomes, his dad pitching for the Twins. So as a young kid, it wasn't uncommon to see Patrick Mahomes bouncing around the Metrodome, was it?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. And, you know, back in the day, you know, Tom Kelly definitely preached family. And as you just mentioned, LaTroy is his godfather. And I'm sure he calls Torrey Hunter and Jock Jones Uncle Jock and Uncle Torrey. So a big-time family. So a lot of us are very proud of that young man.
All right, Al, I know you're excited about the Minnesota Twins. You will be leading a bus tour down to the southern tip of Twins territory, Fort Myers, in March. You do that every year, part of the Grapefruit League, you know, expedition you go on. It's always a lot of fun for you to meet Twins territory, isn't it?
Oh, most definitely. And you know what's so great about it, Eric? You know, we average about 30 to 35 people. And I guarantee you, you know, 20 to 25 of them are repeaters. We've been doing it for 25 years. We've been doing it for 5 years now. We change our routes up. We take in a lot of different cities, you know, Memphis, Nashville. This year I've been blessed. My parents are actually going to take the trip with me. So they're going to take the two-week excursion, and it should be a lot of fun, but it has been for the past 5 years.
Yeah, what a blast. And, you know, for most people, they don't have the time. They need to fly from the Twin Cities down to Fort Myers. I get it. But if you do have the time and you can drive, you know, they always say the destination is the journey. And I love road trips, Alan. And you never know what you're going to see along the way, do you?
No, not at all. And I will tell you this. One of the best things that I've seen so far was the World War II Museum, which is in New Orleans. You know, you go through there. And they tell you it'll take you at least 5 hours. I can honestly tell you, Eve, it was hardly enough time to go through that museum. It was just an amazing thing, and my group had a great time.
Al Newman, our guest here on Lake Night. He's a two-time World Series champion with the Twins in 87 and 91. Al, as we get ready for this 2020 season, optimism is sky high for the Minnesota Twins, and I really feel like the front office has a win-now mindset, that they're not focused on the future, that they believe the window to win a championship is open now. We look at the signing of Josh Donaldson, a marquee free agent, the Kenta Maeda deal where they give up a top prospect in Bruzdar Gratterall. But the sense I have is, Al, they're all in on 2020.
Oh, it sure appears that way. And I will tell you, you know, I've been around here since 1987. You've maybe been around here a little longer. But I will say this, it has been an exciting offseason. They acquired not only, you know, guys in via the trade, Maeda, but they also signed quite a few guys to go in that bullpen. And I actually see our bullpen as part of our strength instead of our starting rotation as it has been for the last few years. So I'm looking forward to Rocco having enough guys to face the three hitters that are required now in 2020.
Yeah, that's right. One of the rule changes we will see in the upcoming season. And look, you don't go very far in baseball today if you don't have a solid bullpen. And that's not just a closer. It's bridge guys. You need guys who can come in and hold a lead and then get it to your guy who can come in and close it out. And obviously you need solid starters. It appears to me, Al, the Twins don't have, you know, they don't have a Madison Bumgarner or a Justin Verlander or a Steven Strasburg, but they have some solid pitchers and they have rotational depth. You get a Maeda. You have Homer Bailey now in the mix. They will get Rich Hill probably in June. Michael Pineda, after 30 games, will be available. Jose Berríos is a two-time All-Star, and Jake Odorizzi is reliable. They do have rotational depth, don't they?
Oh, most definitely. They definitely have the depth in the rotation. I guess if you were scouting our staff, you'd say we might have a couple of number twos and a lot of number threes. But that's more than good enough to be competitive, especially with the expanding roster. The bullpen can probably be 13, 14 deep if you want to go that far. But, yes, we do have good rotational depth, and we do have some quality experienced arms in that bullpen.
Al, you've spent many times in Major League Baseball clubhouses, so you know the dynamic. You have Marwin Gonzalez, who was part of that 27 Houston team, the Cheaters. He hit a dramatic home run, maybe the biggest home run in the history of the Astros franchise against the L.A. Dodgers. Marwin came out and apologized the other day down there in Southwest Florida. Two of his teammates, Kenta Maeda and Rich Hill, were on that Dodgers team. Can they get past that quickly? Because now they're in it together trying to win for the Minnesota Twins.
Well, I'm sure, you know, the fact that that 2017 experience is probably water underneath the bridge. But I just have a hard time thinking that those guys get off scot-free when they knowingly cheated. I just think it's no different than steroids. You know, Pineda said he was taking a weight loss medicine. He gets 80 games. I honestly believe those guys should get at least 80 games. And they can figure out how they're going to spend those 80 games on the suspension list to get through the 2020 season. But yes, as teammates, you get past that. But I do think they got off very, very light.
Yeah, and I think you are echoing what a lot of people believe, because no players have suffered any punishment in the cheating scandal that has rocked Houston and to some degree the Boston Red Sox. I mean, the fall guys have been in the front office or managers, and Rob Manfred, I think, wants to move on quickly from this thing. Maybe the payback will come at least for guys like Jose Altuve and Carlos Correa, who someday may be on Hall of Fame ballots, Al. I can see writers saying, you know what, I'm not going to vote them in. If I'm not going to do it for Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens, and Pete Rose can't even get on the ballot, maybe that will be their punishment.
Yeah, that's probably – I've heard that quite a bit throughout the radio broadcast and on MLB channel. I think that's probably when they'll have to pay retribution for the mistakes that they made, knowingly made them, to take advantage of the system. So, you know, they can say other teams were doing it, but for some reason they're the ones that everybody in both leagues knew were using a system that they should not have been.
Al, when you look at the AL Central, it appears KC once again in rebuild mode. Detroit certainly is trying to find a way to get it right under Gardy. Cleveland, you can never discount the Indians, although they've made some changes as well. The Chicago White Sox were very aggressive in the offseason through free agency, some trades. They feel like they're ready to step up and challenge the Twins. Do you think they can?
Well, that's funny you said that, because as I'm watching the MLB channel, they're showing all the key moves that certain teams have made. And when I saw all the moves that the Chicago White Sox have made throughout the winter, throughout the offseason, they have put together quite a formidable team on paper. Now, do they come together as a team collectively? Who knows? But the track records are there for the players that they did acquire. But I honestly believe the Twins have got the number one rated potential offense in all of baseball, 1 through 9, 10 or 11. Let's just hope that we can play some defense and pitch accordingly.
If the Twins can stay relatively healthy, if Byron Buxton can play 145 to 150 games, and everybody's on the field night in, night out, how good can this team be?
Well, I tell you what, the roster to me is formidable. Very exciting players. I don't think they will hit 300 home runs like they did last year. But let's just hope that they have quality at-bats with men in scoring position. I think this team definitely should win the division. It's going to be competitive, but I think they should win it. And hopefully they can get past the Yankees if they have to play them. But if not, let's go to battle with them. Because on paper, at the start of the season, I put us in the top five in the American League.
And certainly defensively, they need to play well. Josh Donaldson at third base should be an upgrade, and Miguel Sano moves to first base, and I think he will do well there. Do you agree?
Yes, I Donaldson's an A-plus third baseman. I'm just hoping that Miguel can scoop the balls in the dirt.
Yep.
You know, as TK always said, move off the base, don't give up extra bases if you have to. So I know Crone was very good scooping balls in the dirt over there, except for the one time, you might remember this, when he was thrown off because he thought Scope actually had the ball. Do you remember that play? When Scope pretended like he backhanded and he threw it to first, and Crone thought it was coming from first, but it was actually coming from shortstop.
Yeah.
The ball went past him, but very good. I think Miguel will be okay over there. He's got a lot of pride. He's got a new contract. He's got some security. And I think this second year, with Cruz being the mentor as well as Gonzalez, I hope this continues to see a big leap in his production.
All right, Al, I'm going to let you go. Are there confetti showers in the forecast for the Minnesota Twins in late October?
I'm thinking that the Minnesota Twins are going to clinch their division, and they should get past the first round. And after that, make your own way.
Fair enough. He's Al Newman, 2-time World Series champ with the Minnesota Twins, and a giddy Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Oh, yes. Chiefs number one, baby.
All right. Thanks, Al. You've been listening to Al Newman right here on Late Night on News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.